KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have 15 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. A high of 26 with east winds at 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office has a traffic stop at around 10 p.m. Monday at Box Elder Avenue and Highway 34, resulted in the arrest of two men. Tawakal Noor and Khalid Muhammad, both of Omaha, were taken into custody on charges that include possession of a controlled substance, first offense, marijuana, and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Red Oak Police assisted in their arrests. A crash just before 9 a.m. Monday in western Iowa's Sac County claimed the life of a 21-year-old woman. The Iowa State Patrol reports Courtney Graffunder of Sac City died after the car she was driving collided with the rear of a semi-tractor trailer on Highway 71. Graffunder was not wearing a seatbelt. Officials say that her 2015 Chevy Camaro was northbound and failed to stop for a 2021 Peterbilt semi in the northbound lane that was stopped on Highway 71 and waiting to turn left into a drive at 1887 Highway 71. The driver of the semi, 40-year-old Joshua Cordes of Enid, Oklahoma, was not injured. Sac County Sheriff's Office assisted the patrol at the scene. The Shelby County Board of Supervisors are set to hold farmland rent auctions during their meeting today. The auctions are for the Shelby County Farm south of Harlan and Shelby County Solid Waste Agency. The auction at the Turkelson Center in Harlan begins at 9 a.m. Attendance is limited to 15 people, so if there are more than 15 people present for the land auction, the proceedings will be conducted outside, but that meeting will still be limited to 15 people in attendance. Officials say if there are too many guests present, the meeting will be conducted electronically at a date to be determined. Persons planning on attending the meeting should consider maximum social distancing. The farm ground rent auctions will be the very first item on the Shelby County Supervisor's agenda this morning. The Atlantic City Council will meet in person and via Zoom on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. The in-person meeting will be held in the council's chambers at City Hall. On their agenda is an order to appoint Catherine Smith to the AMU Board of Trustees. Once approved, Smith will succeed Joyce Jensen, who has resigned. She'll fill the remainder of Jensen's term through April 1st, 2023. The council will also act on approving a revolving forgivable loan program with Shift ATL and providing for an appropriation. The council adopted a resolution during their meeting on September the 18th in support of a proposed partnership with Shift ATL for housing rehabilitation. City Administrator John Lund says the resolution offered general endorsement of the partnership in addition to financial support, but the council felt that a specific monetary commitment to the nonprofit organization was not yet in either party's best interest at the time, and that further discussion would be held. Lund said the Personnel and Finance Committee met December 9th to review a detailed proposal for housing rehab with representatives of Shift ATL. Several possibilities were considered. The proposal submitted or supported by the committee is for the city to establish a nonprofit housing rehab loan fund, which would be financed through three potential resource pools: a tax increment finance low to moderate income fund, a local option sales tax fund, or an economic redevelopment revolving loan fund. The exact amount of support is either not yet known or not being disclosed at this time, as there is a real estate offer pending, and Lund said it's not in the interest of the city to disclose precise figures at this time. Lund says the housing rehab project would offer multiple benefits to the city, and he's recommending the council approve the RFLP. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will consider matters tabled during their last meeting with regard to tree trimmer licenses for Cook Sanitation and Top Hand Tree Service. They'll hold the first reading of an ordinance amending the Code of Ordinances by amending a Chapter 106 entitled Collection of Solid Waste, and they'll act on an order to approve a change order for the Atlantic Golf and Country Club Fairway Drainage Project. In our funeral announcements, Brenda Brown, age 59, of Atlantic, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Brenda Brown will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Deborah Faustin, age 68, of Greenfield, died November 22nd. A celebration of life for Deborah Faustin will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. LaVon Hodges, age 91, formerly of Panora, died Saturday at Dallas Center. Private family services for LaVon Hodges will be tomorrow at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Betty Schuler, age 95, of Griswold, died Sunday. Graveside services for Betty Schuler will be at noon on Wednesday at the Noble Center Cemetery south of Lyman. The Recondune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family. Sean Havoc, age 51, of Harlan, died Sunday at his home. A private family funeral service for Sean Havoc will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Marcus Kaufman, age 71, of Erling, died Friday. A private family mass of Christian burial for Marcus Kaufman will be Thursday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Evelyn Jacobson Plum, age 89, of Kansas, died Saturday. Graveside services for Evelyn Jacobson Plum will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Marilyn Grable, age 85, of Audubon, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Marilyn Grable will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Ronald Swope, age 77, of Atlantic, died November 17th. Graveside rites and military services for Ron Swope will be in the Atlantic Cemetery on Saturday, December 19th at 2 p.m. A walk-through visitation will be held at the Atlantic Elks Lodge following the graveside service and military memorial for family and friends. Recon Funeral Home of Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Donald Hildebrand, age 68, of Oakland, died Saturday. A memorial service for Don Hildebrand will be at a later date. Recon V Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. Norman Tagg, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died December 9th at Eldora Specialty Care. Private family memorial services for Normus Tagg will be held at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Walter Bud Peterson, age 80, of Adair, died Sunday. Services for Bud Peterson are pending with the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. John Novy, age 88, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for John Novy are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marja, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.